Now, a lot of them will do it just fine, particularly if you don't need to go below 440, you know, which normally you don't, you know. We dabble, you know, in recent years we've been dabbling with some low-power stuff down in the 430s, but for the most part, you know, people, you need 440 to 450, right? That's what you need. And most of that stuff can be tricked or made to work down there, but some just hard-coded won't. Some you can do like a software hack to let it do it. There's one radio, in fact, the Radius, the one that I made that first incarnation of Dakota's repeater. That one there, you couldn't do it. If you typed in like 442, it would error out. It wouldn't let you do it. But if you held the I think it was either the shift key or the control key. I don't remember which one it was. And then you would, yeah, it was a shift key, and then you would enter in, you know, 442.600, and it would be exclamation point, pound, star, you know, and then when you released, then when you finished, boom, the actual 442 would show up there.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll see. I have a couple of R2 radios right now that at some point I'm going to play with and see if I can get them to push down. But I gotta take a quick phone call here, and then I'll be at the house. So I'm going to clear out this KE8RUH, and I will talk to you in the morning, Sean. Have a good evening.